We arrived in country over the weekend for a series of discussions with the government to try and move as fast as possible on the immediate concern, which is the runway rehabilitation. Prior to our arrival, we also procured some key equipment to swipe debris off the runway to remove some of the immediate concerns which arrived in country over the weekend. We discussed and agreed on a way forward to identify a contractor that can complete this work quickly with both the ministry responsible, the airports of Vanuatu, and the Civil Aviation Authority. We put out a bid for contractors last week, which closed yesterday. In the course of today, these bids are being evaluated with the hope that we can identify the fastest and most technically appropriate solution in the course of tomorrow. We are confident that this would mean that the work could commence shortly and hopefully with a view to having the repairs complete in the course of March.
Now, I believe at the time of your departure, the caretaker government had not signed off on everything that you've described there, but we're getting reports from Vanuatu overnight that that may now be the case. So even without the new government, we presume, being sworn in later today, things would seem to be moving, but it's taken a while, hasn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think there has been actually quite clarity of purpose on the part of the various stakeholders. The repair work that needs to be completed is not a simple patching job. You will need to get the different kind of aggregate shipped into Vanuatu, and that process will take some time. And I think a timeline of looking at the completion of work, say third or fourth week of March, is not unusual for cases like this.
Presuming that the matters are signed off from the government's point of view, be it the caretaker government or that the government about to take over later today, what would you see as the timeline for dealing with this matter on a more permanent long-term basis?
That was a key topic of discussion during our visit, and there was agreement that we would look at, again, an accelerated tender process. We're hoping that we could finish the designs of a runway that would be able to accommodate larger aircraft that has been a very strong focus, especially of the private sector, to future-proof the airport, if you will, and that this design work and this tender process is something that would be able to move also in a matter of months.
Now, the money that is available from the World Bank to carry out, obviously, this vitally important work to, as much as anything, get the tourism industry up and running again in Vanuatu. My understanding is that the money has been on offer for quite some time now in one form or another. I mean, do you often encounter this situation where you have money ready to give to governments and for one reason or another they're not in a position to accept it and use it?
You know, it depends. Vanuatu has obviously gone through a difficult situation politically. We operate all over the world. You have very different contexts. We're patient. We understand that countries do go through difficult times and are willing to be patient and to continue to engage with our partners.
Would you anticipate any further problems ahead, or do you think that you at the World Bank and whichever government is looking after this is on top of the situation now, that even if there are political problems in Vanuatu, which is highly likely, that this matter will not be knocked off course?
I think that there's very much from the different actors that we have met with and talked to a definite clarity of purpose, and we're going to remain optimistic.